Well, I think firstly in this country, I think it was we're well overdue, Arsenal, to win something, and I think it was starting to get to a stage where, you know, you only have to look at Twitter and the way that people are ridiculing Arsenal and what they're trying to do. Now, nobody at Arsenal's purposely not wanting success. You know, you want success, but for whatever reason, it's fallen down at the last hurdle for many years. Yes, we've had consistent qualification for the Champions League, and that is something that's kept everybody going because it's something to hang your hat on. But I've always thought that winning a trophy is for the fans more than anything else. Of course, as a player, you've got the medal to show, but like it's the, when you look at how Arsenal was celebrating in at Wembley Stadium the other day, was magnificent, Pete. It was great. You saw Arsene Wenger beaming smiles, and the fans, the relief, and the amount of people that turned up for the parade was wonderful. And this is why I tweeted that, you know, fourth place is like a trophy, Mike. You know what I mean? And because I believe that the fans need it, the club need it. The players, I think, in that squad needed it to make them realise what happens when you win, the joyous vibes and feeling that you get. And I feel that Arsene Wenger maybe saw that again. And I'm pleased now that they're talking about him signing, because I was a little bit worried because it was dragging on. And you almost got the impression that if they didn't win that, then it could have been... I feared the worst. I really did. And when it was 10 minutes gone and you're 2-0 down, you know, you're starting to think fear the worst, and you're seeing people, skirmishes and dissension, and you think, oh my God, if this goes the other way, it could be really, really bad. It could be something that pushes him over the edge. And you know what? In the end, the saving grace was they did score their goals early, Pete, and we were able to, with our quality, as Santi and in the end, Aaron Ramsey, it was fitting that he scored the winning goal. You know, the quality came through, and I always thought that against Hull, we've just got the quality that could see us through.
How important to him has it been over this period of time without the trophy that he's had the support of the board?
Well, I think that he's been very fortunate to have the support of the board with such a, a barren spell for a trophy. But like, I think you're going to be appeasing the board if you're going to qualify for the Champions League for now, what, the 17th year, something like that. So you're making a lot of money in that respect, but I think that to have the board back you when you've gone 9 years, and I feel that, like I said, the Champions League qualifications helped him in that respect, and having the fans after 9 years not winning anything, and still you can't hear really too many bad words said about Wenger, you've got to really give credit to how great that football club is, and how they will stick by the manager, how the fans will stick by the manager. And you know, yeah, some of the fans are a bit disappointed with some of my comments, what I've made, but it's only the truth, what I feel, what should be happening and what hasn't happened, because I'm in the media business, and I've got to say unbiasedly, I love the football club, and it hurts me sometimes to tell the truth, but the truth has to be heard.
Do you think then that this trophy win is the turning point for the future? Are they going to be able to compete with the Manchester Cities, the Chelseas, now Liverpool?
Well, winning the FA Cup is not going to propel you to actually be able to now start to compete at that level. Arsene Wenger and Arsenal know. And when you look at the first 10 minutes of that game, you can see that there's still a lot of work to be done. We were better than Hull. And so we, you know, in the end, the quality came through. But it's just great, I think, for the fans and the club to win that trophy. And it doesn't change the fact that we've got to buy some players. We need at least 3 top players to come into that squad and help to go to that next level, because City are going to strengthen, Chelsea are going to strengthen. Mourinho's already talking about, he's not worried too much about this season. Next season he's going to be strong, so that's going to be a problem. And then you get, like I say, City, Liverpool have emerged, you know, and so it's going to be tough. It's great to have this trophy, and I'm really pleased, because it's starting to grind my gears about people going on about the fact Arsenal haven't won anything for 9 years. And so to get that trophy is like a monkey off the back, and now they can, with a few good signings, go to the next level.
Do you think Mourinho will eat humble pie and there's no more Arsene Wenger serial failure?
No, I don't think so, and I hope he doesn't, because you want someone like Mourinho saying the things what he's saying, because hopefully that will spur Arsenal and the team on. You're never going to stop Mourinho saying what he says. He's a law unto himself, and I'm quite entertained by him. I think he's brilliant, but it's up to Arsenal, it's up to players to respond some of the derogatory things that he says and ram it back down his throat.